So let me ask you this. Are you at a place in your life where you are thinking you would like to make a major change? Maybe you want to go from being a creative artist to actually working full time for somebody else. If that is you, I want you to stay tuned into this episode because I'm going to take you through why creatives are so incredibly valuable in the corporate world. Tune in. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my unstoppably creative friend. And yes, you heard it here first, that creative people are highly coveted in the corporate world. Boy, I bet that's not anything you ever thought you would hear, but I am walking and living proof of that because, as you may know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I was a professional actor on Broadway for the last 25, 30 years of my life. And about 4 years ago, I decided I was done with that life and wanted to do something totally different. I picked up, moved to Tennessee, and now I have a full-time job as a senior copywriter in the marketing department of a company that I love. So I want to just say, if you are someone in your creative life that you are thinking, man, I think I want to go get a full-time job, whether that be you're just kind of tired of doing what you were pursuing before, or maybe you've gotten to a place where you really have said, you know what, financially, I need to get a full-time job. Whatever is your reason, I'm here to tell you that you absolutely can do it. I know myself, I know other people who have made this pivot, who have made this transition, and I think today's episode might even surprise you at how coveted creative people like us are in a more office setting. All right, so grab out your pen and paper because I've got some really cool things to tell you. So the first thing I want you to know is one of the first things that come to mind when a creative decides to, you know, go out and get a first full-time job, and I'm included in this, one of the first things that came out of my mouth was, why would someone, you know, why would a corporation want to hire me? In my head, there was this thing like, I'm an actress, you know, yes, I had my business on the side and doing online courses, but I couldn't wrap my brain around the notion that a company would think I had value. Now, I don't know if you've questioned that for your own self, but I'm just here to tell you, creative people are more valuable than you could ever imagine in a more corporate office sales setting. Okay, so here's what I want to tell you first. One of the things that I learned very, very quickly once I began working in my full-time job was bravery. Creatives are brave people, and that means we are not afraid to take risks. And most of the time, not really afraid to fail. And so I want you to remember this, my friend. If you are thinking that you want to take on a full-time job somewhere, your bravery alone is going to set you apart from 90% of the people that are out there. Number two is creative people are excellent communicators. So creative people are known for being awesome salespeople, awesome communication director people, because we have had to communicate our whole lives. And that doesn't just mean people who are actors. I'm talking about people of all different creative jobs, writers, artists, musicians. We just have a way of communicating that is different from other people. And that communication allows us to connect with a lot more people. We're much more open to just talking to people, having conversations, interested in telling stories, interested in hearing stories. And so being a great communicator and a great creative means that you're probably going to interview way better than most people who are just going to come off the street because you have great communication skills. Number three, the next thing is that you are absolutely able to think outside of the box. Our creative selves usually don't think in the mainstream. We like to think on the edges or outside of the edges. And that is so valuable in a corporate setting. It allows you to use still your creative brain to think outside the box, to encourage other people and influence other people to also think beyond what they've always known, which again makes you highly valuable. And the next one is, as creatives, we are great at being flexible. Our lives are all about flexibility. There has been no kind of consistency or constant thing in our lives. And so we are more able to kind of roll with the punches and be flexible and change path and change trajectory in a very quick way. There's a lot of people that live in the corporate world their whole life that everything is so buttoned up, they can't see outside of that box and they can't be flexible and move quickly. Creatives are amazing at that. And I gotta tell you, the fact that you are that, again, makes you very valuable in a corporate setting. So those are just a handful of the things that make you very valuable out in that corporate world. So I want to talk about the more tactical ways that you can go about actually landing this job. So the first thing is I want you to create a resume. Okay, I know that probably sounds terrifying and you may have only created a resume that had to do with your creative art, whatever that might be, but I want you to really think about all the jobs that you've had. And I want you to use your creativity to create a resume that really reflects who you are. More and more employers these days are wanting real people. They're wanting people that have unique backgrounds, particularly if you're going into marketing or advertising or anything in the creative field or communications field. They want people with diverse backgrounds. Because why? Because you bring this amazing quality with you that has experience in all these different areas. Even if you don't necessarily do those things within the job, the experience you have rounds you out as a person. And so as you create your resume, I don't want you to be afraid to show your personality in it. You know, especially right now with everything that is done digitally, so many jobs that we are submitting for is through a website or through Indeed or through LinkedIn. And a lot of times there will be, you know, they'll post a job post and in 20 minutes there's, you know, 300 applicants. That is just the truth of it. But I want you to have a resume that stands out, that really shows who you are, and also that is tailor-made for the company that you are actually going to interview with. So once you have your baseline resume, I then want you to actually tailor your resume for whatever companies you are interviewing at. And here's why I want you to do that, is I want you to not only stand out as you, the person, but I want you to really show the people on the other side that you have the skills that they need and show your unique skills, not just the ones that they say in the job application, which, by the way, that's a trick. When you are submitting something, use the words that they are looking for in the job application. If they say looking for someone with excellent communication skills, make sure you call that out. But also show them an example of that. Show them that by making a resume that's very unique, that's written in your own voice, and so that you are able to stand out. The next thing I want you to do when you really start actually going out looking for a job, so often people just jump into job titles or the type of job it is. And instead, what I want you to do is I want you to start researching companies. I want you to discover a company that you are totally aligned with their mission, so that it's not just about, oh, I have to get a full-time job. It's about you really getting a job that you're aligned with the mission, you're excited about working for that company, you've done your research, and you feel like you would fit into the culture of that particular company. The reason why this is so important is because then in your cover letter and in your resume, you can make sure that you actually highlight why you love the company and why you would be honored to work for them. And then they realize that you are not just someone who's just looking for a job. You're someone who is really up for the mission and you would be thrilled and excited to work for that company. And then number three, I want to make sure that you surround yourself with people who think you are awesome. And the reason I want you to do this is when a creative is going outside of their normal box, they're outside of, if you were an actor, the auditioning world, if you're an artist, the, you know, pitching your artwork to galleries, if you're a musician, playing out at songwriter nights, whatever it is, I want you to surround yourself with people who think you're awesome. Because I want you to have a support system around you when you start to question whether or not a company will hire you. I want you to have people around you that go, of course they will, because you are awesome and you have this skill and you have this skill and you have this skill. Be sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who are going to support you in your choice, not ones that are going to put you down. And a lot of times, those people might be outside of your creative art anyway. They might be neighbors. They might be, somebody you met who runs a company across town. Don't be afraid to reach out to those people. Let them know that you're looking for a job. Talk to them. Maybe even have them do a mock interview with you to help you get up those skills and get rid of the nerves before you interview with someone. But no matter what, I want you to surround yourself with people who think you are awesome and will absolutely encourage you to go about getting a full-time position. And then finally, my friend, I just want to honor you. I just want to say to you how brave you are, how bold you are to decide that it's time to look for a full-time job and do something different with your life. Or maybe it will even be a full-time job doing what you've already been doing in your creative life. But I just want to acknowledge you and recognize how scary that might be, and recognize what a big change it will mean in your life, and that you have someone who has gone through the same thing and it has been incredible. It doesn't mean it hasn't been without challenges, but when I made my decision that it was time to leave that old life that I had, which I loved for so many years, it was very clear line. And if you are there, if you are at a place where you're realizing, man, I gotta do this. I've gotta do something different. And quite honestly, if it's something where you're saying, hey, I really just need to make sure I'm taking care of myself financially, that is a great reason to get a full-time job, my friend. That is, you know, your income is your number one source of your financial means. And so if that is the reason, do not have any shame around that. It is real. Or maybe you've hit all your goals in your creative life and now you're like, hey, you know, I've got these other skills I'd really like to use too. Whatever is your reason for needing or wanting to get this full-time job, I want you to know you have a person who is going to support you and cheer you on. And I just think you're going to be awesome at this. And you can do it. I promise you that you can do it. All right, my friend, that's what I've got for you this week. I look forward to talking to you next week. And maybe by then you will have decided that you want to take on a full-time job. Whatever you decide is great with me, and I will look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.